In truth, then, as we say, better to do little with the right intention.
Come on to Pharaoh, excerpt 49. It is written, come on to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these signs of mine within him. A question arises, why did the Creator harden Pharaoh's heart? The text answers, that I might show these my signs in the midst of them. And the interpretation is, why has the Creator hardened man's heart, and he cannot win the war against the inclination by himself? The answer is, so man will cry out to the Creator, and by that will have the Kli. And then the Creator will be able to place the letters of Torah within him, inside the Kli. This is the soul that the Creator gives him as help. This is considered the Torah and the Creator are one. My science refers to the letters of the Torah as in the names of the Creator. This is the doing good to his creations, which is the thought of creation to do good to his creations. This comes to a person specifically when he has a Kli. And this Kli comes through the hardening of the heart. For then there is a place where he can cry out to the Creator for help. And he helps him with a holy soul.
Excerpt
50. This is what the Creator gave to Moses in the verse, come to Pharaoh. Meaning, unite the truth. For the whole approaching the king of Egypt is only to Pharaoh, to disclose the Shekhinah. This is why he said, for I have hardened his heart, etc., that I may place these things of mine within him. In spirituality, there are no letters. As I've already elaborated on before, all the multiplication in spirituality relies on the letters derived from the materiality of this world, as in, and Creator of Darkness. There are no additions or initiations here, but the creation of darkness, the Merkava, that is suited to disclose that the light is good. It follows that the Creator himself hardened his heart. Why? Because it is letters that I need. Excerpt number 51. Come on to Pharaoh, meaning both of us, together. In other words, a person should begin and then see that he cannot defeat it. And this is implied in Moses being afraid to approach him. And then the Creator said, behold, I am against you, Pharaoh. Meaning that then comes the help from the Creator, and with what? With the Holy Soul.
Okay, read.
Excerpt number 52. Come and not go. Come means come the two of us together, so that one will not think that he can submit his evil inclination by himself. Rather, as it is written, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Hence, one should not say that he cannot defeat his evil, for he must believe that the Creator will help him. This is the meaning of come.
Chapter 53.
Excerpt number 53. It is written, "Come," because Moses could not defeat Pharaoh, king of Egypt, by himself, but the Creator waged war against him.
Okay, where are we?
No, why not? No, why not?
Let's go.
Excerpt 54. But the Creator said, "I am not a messenger." So how does Moses help us here? Why is it written, "Come unto Pharaoh"? It means that a person must begin to walk on the path of the Creator and achieve the truth, meaning to be rewarded with Dvekut, with the Creator. Then, if he advances in the walk, the person receives the first assistance, the sensation of the lack to know what he is lacking. Subsequently, he grasps that he is lacking only two main things, mind and heart. And along with it, he receives suffering at not having them. In other words, he feels the need for this. At that time, if the person does not work by himself, it cannot be said that he is suffering from not having it. Only the need for something, if one labored to obtain something, can it be said that he has a need for it, to the point that he's suffering from not having it? This is why it is written, "Come unto Pharaoh."